What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
We're Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Let's get some of these scores in here. We're gonna start with the U. We're gonna switch it up. We're gonna start with the tube today, the YouTube today,
the tube,
the chat over there. Rick Heyman says 15.5521. Rick Heyman. Liked that one.
I knew it, Heyman. I knew you and me would be locked in on that one. Thank you.
Jacob on YouTube says it's a 10 perfect, one of the greatest R&B songs ever.
R&B.
We have, let's
see.
Muted
horn section.
Yeah. Casey on the tube says 5.4. Robert gives it a 5.75. Troy G with a 4.1. Blackshirt Media says 7.3. Albert says 8. There you go. So there's a couple off of the YouTube stream. Now we'll go to the text line, 402-464-5685. A lot of people chiming in on a Monday morning. John in Southeast Lincoln says 6.0. Man, that's an oldie. We have Rod.
69.
Rod in South Lincoln says 8.5. Great Monday song. Kevin in Southwest Lincoln says 8.5. Bill and Bennett with a surprising 1.2.
Bill, surprising. Okay, well, obviously, I don't know if we'd get along socially, but that's all right.
Brett in Bertrand gives it a 7.5. Joe in Boulder with an 8. Sean in Omaha with a 5.11111. Ryan in California with a 5.8. Eric in Hickman says this has been the best swim selection so far.
Whoa. Yes.
Gives it a 9.0.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sanderson says I wouldn't leave it on, 3.4.
Wow, Sandy. That's shocking.
Who in Columbus?
Bert!
2. For okay. Bird in Columbus.
Down
2.0.
On that Bird. Still a fan of Bird, though.
We got Lyle in Omaha with a 6.0. Tater says it's very corny. I'd turn it off immediately. 1.0001.
Definitely not corny. You could not like it. I'm okay with not liking it, but not corny. That one, you know, we get a lot of like, you know, bubblegum corny songs.
This is the one I'm most excited about today. Jennifer and Hubby. Notoriously do not like my picks. I've just never been able to find the sweet spot for Jennifer and Hubby. Jennifer gives it a 7.9. Hubby says 7.1. They said, Swim, you shocked us today.
Yeah. Wow.
How about that?
That's
the one I'm
happy.
Most excited about.
In a good way.
Yeah. In a good way.
How about this one? Officer McLeod in Columbus gives it a 6.75. Let's get a couple more. David from Renew, 9.8. Phil gives it a 9.5.
Is that Phil?
More of it's Phil Ruhlman. Let us know, Phil.
Triple H's dad with a 5, and let's do 2 more here.
You've done 60 already. But.
Yep. Dan in Lincoln gives it a 10.
Yeah.
And then we have Kevin in
Dan.
Centennial, Colorado, giving it a 4. Right. So there you have it.
You hit it good. You hit a nice one. It's the best song you've ever done, Swim.
I appreciate that.
Especially for Monday. It's your best song that you've ever done,
you
personally.
Think so?
Yep, for me. Music, that's the fun of music. Something that some grab you, some doesn't.
100%. All right, it's time for Bill's Thrills on a Monday. It's a football fact Monday. Is that correct, Bill?
We're sticking with football.
Okay, here we go.
That.
And we are ready to go with Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
That is right. Bill's Thrills sponsored by Trade Us.
The DOS.
If you have any questions about crop insurance or grain marketing, talk to the experts at Trade Us. Go tradeus.com. It's Football Fact Monday, my friend Bill. It's the floor is yours.
Appreciate that very much. It's just going to jump right into it. We're going politics. We're going to talk Trump. We're going to talk tariffs. So people to text in, let us know where we're at with that. And let's just get to the crux of the whole situation right now. Or we can still stay with President Trump in the Sabin meeting. This was remarkable.
When does this happen?
This happened on Thursday, I believe, in Tuscaloosa. Can you imagine being in this meeting with President Trump and Nick Saban?
Wow.
They got together for Saban to talk to Trump about the NIL issues and the need for Congress. And it was, just imagine that meeting room. I wish it would have been in the Oval Office. I'm not sure where it took place at. It was in Tuscaloosa because President Trump was speaking there for the graduation. Mm-hmm. And so, and then Saban introduced him at the event too, which would have been kind of cool. But the whole, what I'm talking about here is that it's the first time there's been really, really traction on trying to get some help by government and getting some sort of regulation. And the reason that Saban talked the most about, he had several issues to bring up, was the number one issue was the difference in the state, each state to state. Because what the states are doing now, some states, they're making things legal in their state. So when the NCAA says you can't do that, mm-hmm. you just say, yep. yes, we can. It's legal here. So the level playing field, it's never going to be level. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be that Purdue's on the same level as Georgia. That's not going to happen as far as that everything's exactly the same. There's always going to be a bonus for being at one of these schools. Yeah. But the interesting part of it is, take Arkansas. They're going to pass, it's either up for vote or it has been passed. I don't know exactly where it sits right now, for NIL income to be tax free.
Ooh.
That changes you big time if you're an athlete. Oh, you get to go to, how much they're going to give you? Oh, it's tax free. Mm-hmm. I pay no taxes on it compared to going to a UCLA and getting taxed at the rate of California. Mm. And so there's all these different avenues that are being done by states to be like, hey, we can do this, make it legal. And then the NCAA can't come and enforce their rules.
Yeah.
And that's Saban was talking about. So there was a discussion late last week, whether it be on Thursday or Friday, about a potential executive order by the president to try to put together something to try to wrap their arms around the NIL world, the portal world, and all these different aspects of college sports. And it was just really interesting because right now the only one that can speak on this to be listened to is Saban, because you can't listen to Sankey because he has one job, take care of the SEC.
Sankey.
You can't take Pettine. No, he's got one job, take care of the Big Ten. They'd be the one. There could always be somebody else, but who's gonna sit down and listen the best, I guess. Tuberville was also involved with this, so he was involved. Obviously, been a head coach at numerous places.
What's now Tuberville
he's in, now he's in he's a congressman, I believe.
For Arkansas,
Is it Arkansas or is he in Alabama?
It might be Alabama.
From his time when he was at Auburn. So anyway, he was also involved in this, and so it is just a fascinating.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tonton products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Aspect to keep up on what happens. And like I said, if they end up getting an executive order to try it was the first real step. It may be putting some sort of guidelines on this, way, way, way far off from anything actually happening. But it was interesting that the first place that Saban went was directly to the president, and the president listened, and so that was a very, very intriguing weekend for sure.
It's fascinating, guys, because you look at what could the look of college football specifically be with like NCAA? If the NCAA is still the governing body. And naturally, we have these conversations of, okay, if college football wasn't under the NCAA umbrella, who would you look to as a leader? And it was Greg Sankey as like commissioner of college football. But now, you just said it, Bill, the one guy that everybody's going to sit down and listen to is Nick Saban. And so now you wonder, is that in the cards for Coach Saban in the future as a potential commissioner of college football if we ever get to that point?
We've talked on the show here a bunch on with the stool of that if you don't get one guidance, if you don't get one, eventually the game will suffer tremendously. Yeah. All games will suffer tremendously when everyone's pulling one direction because everyone's pulling for their own. Sankey, could he be in person? Could Sankey move from the SEC to go take that over? He has that type of vision to be able to do that. Also, remember if you're gonna have the commissioner and who's the first person to be in. Someone like Nick Saban, I believe he's 72 or 73.
I got it. Yeah.
And so it's that also is something to be considered. Not that he's not fully functional, but then it's like, okay, you know,
do you really want to do this?
Do you really want to do this? Also, he really enjoys and is really good at doing his ESPN and all the other things he does. He's really good at that. So for that reason, I would hate to have him pulled away from that. And you can't, you cannot do both.
No.
You cannot be the commissioner of college football.
80-hour a week.
But you'd have to vote on. I mean, it's so far away, but at least there was a step taken. There was actually discussion. There's been discussions in the past. There's been things that have come up in Washington. But this is the first time where it caught this type of traction. And I did a lot of just listening this weekend on what was said. And it was pretty interesting. And then the text line.
Yeah, there's a couple of things from the text line here. It says, great insight, Bill. And Sanderson says, maybe we'll get a commissioner out of this on a couple of things there. I think what's interesting to add to this, and I've brought up this just conversation piece in other shows, but I haven't been able to do it with you guys, and I want to, is the idea of a players' union in college football. And how difficult it would be when you talk about a collective bargaining agreement.
Because the only way it works is collective bargaining.
It is.
If you don't do it, it won't work. It's just that there's so much new coming in every year.
You have to
renegotiate every year almost.
That part. And then also, how do you choose the players that speak for the other players? Because there's so much movement and guys are going pro after 3 years. And do you really want to elect and choose new guys and new representatives every 2 years? And it's just, it would be wild to think just from the difference in numbers between the NFL and college football to say, yeah, you know what, this group of 18 to 23-year-olds speak for all, 1,000 college football players at the Division I level.
Hmm. There's so many layers to it. Just take Missouri. Hmm. In high school, if you're committed to a Missouri school, you can get NIL in high school. And so if you're committed to the University of Missouri, when you're a junior in high school, you are now eligible. That's another, again, where laws are passed, things are done for an advantage for the sport. And love the states for doing it. I mean, all the different things, why not? They're like, hey, we're going to try to be ahead of everything. But the biggest part's going to be is to have somebody that says who oversees for the entire sport. And the same thing, whether it be basketball, football, all the sports that matter, have somebody we're making this decision for everybody, not just for this conference. So, like I said, I just couldn't imagine sitting in that meeting. That's all I could think about. We're just sitting there like that. Who's there? I'm just going to sit in here. Do you guys mind if I sit in here? I'm not going to ask any questions. I'd like to just hear what President Trump and what Saban talk about. I bet they had some good idle chit chat too.
I would imagine.
I bet they had. I
probably
bet so. Just from knowing that, when I say knowing, I don't know him, but being in the Oval Office with President Trump, there was a lot of idle chit chat, and it was funny. It was really funny stuff when you're with him. So I bet he had some really good comments that were awesome. But not a lot of people can get to the president.
John Squire on the text line says, "Great comments, Coach. It's the first step to some guide rails that are essential for the future. What we have right now is unsustainable. We need to break up the unhealthy marriage between NIL and the transfer portal."
Unsustainable. You're correct. And then the big thing right now has been this. The House went through Friday, right? This has to be signed off on. That went through on Friday, basically. It has to be signed off. So that's what I read. And so
did
I don't
it
know,
really?
And so I don't know what the finalization of it, I guess, has to be done. So I don't know where it fell with the roster size.
But I don't think it's done yet.
And so, but it's not completely done. No. And so, I don't know, Steve's typing stuff right now. Just trying to keep him somewhat involved in the show. I don't know if we can do that.
What's the over under on Sip's words today? 52.
We've talked about this before. I don't know if Saban going to be the commissioner.
You guys might have talked about it before with Jake, but there's a new opinion in here.
Is Saban going to be the commissioner? I mean, how would that even work?
There's a lot to it. I said the big thing right now, they want government and guide rails put in place.
Right.
That is and they need to have the governing body. And if the governing body doesn't have the ability to subpoena or do anything of that, which the NCAA does not have, that's where can you imagine right now you can just change laws in Nebraska for the athletes and it's like NCAA goes, you can't do that. Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. State law right here. Look at this one. We passed this. They can do this. So the part of the NCAA you always have to remember is that it is a member institution.
Yeah.
So you join. So when you join, you sign up to be governed by them. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. And so a lot of different things happening, but that was the first step of all. Like I said, I was just enamored with what it'd been like to have been in that meeting. That had to be really cool.
That's a good episode edition of Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Trade Us. If you have any questions about crop insurance or grain marketing, talk to the experts at Tradas, GOTREDAS.com. GoTradas.com. There it is, Bills Thrills on a Monday. All right, when we come back, we were getting hammered for not bringing or opening the show with it, but it's because we wanted to talk about it in the 7 o'clock hour, and that is Nebraska softball, Nebraska
attendance.
Baseball. There were records broken. There were games won. We dive deep into it as Nebraska softball will start the Big Ten tournament this week. We'll tell you all about it coming up next. Early break on the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.